that if we can get coming up along, we've got these troops in that old area.
Yeah, well, may not be able to do that. Maybe that's wrong. Just think about it.
I just have a picture taken with Russ, as you say.
Hello?
Secretary Celebrezzi on 9-0.
Secretary.
How are you?
Fine. I got word you want to talk to me. I've got a real rough 2 days here before I get away. I've got the President of Ireland, and Rusk is coming in this morning to go to India, and we got all this Vietnamese stuff.
I just wanted to convey to you. First of all, let me say this. I've covered Los Angeles, New Orleans, and Cleveland on labor conventions. You're well received. But Louis Seltzer called me again about 6 o'clock this morning. This is about the third time he called me. Because of that governor's conference, and while I was there, somehow they made arrangements for you to come, and evidently he's embarrassed to no end, and I said, well, I would convey it to you again. I think what they're saying now is you're not going to show up because Wallace is going to show up. I don't know where that started. I don't think there's much to it.
I told him I couldn't come every time, and I don't like to be pressured even by Louis. I like him, but I've told him a dozen times, and he's got Lousy calling me, and he's got every person he can think of calling me, and I've been to the governor's conference the last 2 years, and I'm pretty overexposed to those governors, and they ain't worth a damn to talk to anyway. They just got their wives and their secretaries, and you go there and talk to them, and half of them, a third of them are Republicans, and there's not any hay to be made. I've got a date in Cleveland 2 weeks now, and I've just been to Ohio, so I don't want to just go out there and live.
Well, I tell them anyway, I was going to address the governors on June 9th, and I could do as well. But they wouldn't accept that from me. I just wanted to convey it to you. I tried to explain to them, you know how these people are, they get so damn unreasonable on these things, that you were going to be in Cleveland for the communication workers, and you were going to Columbus, Ohio on it. But I think that somehow they haven't got a firm answer from somebody that you're not coming. That's the thing that was bothering.
All right, I'll call Louis and argue it out with him again, although my time is just the most precious thing I got these hours. And one little fellow like that can cause you more damn trouble than anything in the world. He's just called and hounded me, and I tell Rhodes, and I tell him, and I tell Lashie, but I'll call him this morning.
Okay, Mr. President.
Fine.
Thank you.